Hey everybody, Shane Presley here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri. I want to tell you there's a couple fun events coming up. March 18th, you can come see friend of the show, Scrub, over there doing a live Gaslight session. 8 o'clock, March 18th, Saturday night. So come on over, mark your calendar on for that one. Full listing of events at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, you know, if you haven't been over there, it's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar. And they share a wall with Cha-Cha-Cha, so you can get some tacos, some cold drinks, and, you know, have a good time watching one of your favorite bands in the studio recording. And it's really, really something special and very unique. And I'm proud to have them a part of this show. So get out and get involved. Check out some local music over at the Gaslight. Again, GaslightSTL.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Oh yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Feel my eyes.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out at the Firebird.
Firebird.
Yeah, with some guys.
2700 hours.
You guys want to...
Yeah.
You guys want to introduce yourselves?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Start on that side.
What do they
the
pay you for, rock, paper, whatever?
Who said anything about getting paid?
You got a beater in front of you, don't
True.
You?
Yeah. I see this giant fucking QT cup.
Yeah, man.
It had to come from some kind of funds.
Proud sponsor of the rock.
Hey, make sure the QT is towards the screen. Or
it's
the
one
camera.
Of your slush
oh,
funds.
That's right, we're not
All right. Let's get serious.
Mm-hmm. For serious, guys.
Get serious.
Don't
get
point
real.
At me.
Get for
you
real.
Start. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are any of us?
Benjamin Jacob.
That's a great question. Right? I'm on Shane's face right now.
Wait. Like, nobody's taking it serious. This is bullshit.
All right. Is this a first for your podcast to have a live studio audience?
You're going to need a lot more.
It's gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
Let's reel it back in.
Sorry, Shane.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Andrew's right. Let's get serious.
I'll
wait a minute. I told everybody.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I have to introduce you.
Again, what?
What?
What do they pay you for?
But then people want to know what you sound like.
Okay. Yes.
Fine.
All right, I'll start.
Coco.
Oh, hey, yes. Coco here, or Jordan Coco Murray, whatever the hell you want to call me. I work here at the Firebird, and I start We Are United. We're doing the birthday bash. January. April.
Wow.
April 1st.
That was really good shit.
All right, April 1st.
God, I wish I smoked just so I could do that too. Forget months, dude. You forgot months.
I don't either.
April and January, not even the same close to, like, an alphabet close. Like
this is
J
true.
And A are, like, so far apart.
Gary, we're trying to be professional.
Hey, are you introducing me?
No.
Don't call me out. What the hell's wrong?
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Be professional.
Pat, go next. I'm out now.
Pat.
This is Pat from Conquer As They Come. We're going to be here on April 1st.
Yeah.
April 1st.
April.
April.
April 1st. My birthday's in April.
That'd be Saturday, April 1st.
Ooh, Saturday, April 1st.
It is Saturday, April 1st. It's a good day.
April 1st. Saturday, April 1st. That's April Fool's Day.
I can't even talk.
Yeah.
I think Gary said April 4th.
April 4th.
Oh,
four
yeah.
hands.
Gary.
That's
yeah,
what I'm
Gary
thinking
Gary
about.
I'm
Gary. I can't even talk. I'm Gary. Did you just remember? I'm Ryan Dragon. I'm Gary from Herbal Stelly. We'll be here, too. Also,
Verbal Stallion.
Verbal Stallions, as Gabe likes to put it, with Skyburn Toast. We'll be
yep.
here on that. That's Saturday, April 1st. Or we might not. It might be fucking some elaborate joke right now. You guys are all just victims. It's a big prank. You can show up. You don't have to. Whatever.
All
I'm going to sell you a ticket anyway.
In full effect.
I gave you tickets. So you be here. All right. But yeah, that's
Andrew.
We're going to be here. Go ahead, Andrew. There's my
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome. And now to Andrew.
I'm Andrew from Conquer As They Come.
What's
it will be our first show in a long time.
Ooh, the
April
comeback.
1st.
The comeback.
James. And we will have a new band member, a new bass player, some new music. And we're ready to, happy to hopefully
fire,
see you there.
Fire, fire, yeah.
Fire. My name's Gabe.
I don't know why that's so funny.
What band do I play in?
Skyburnt Toast.
Skyburnt White. We'll also be playing to the second, what is it, the 2 year or the second?
Third?
How should I say it?
It's Birthday Bash 2.0.
Second annual.
God, I'm
second
nervous.
Annual
I'm so
birthday
nervous
bash.
Right now. So the We Are United second birthday bash. And I will punch Mario Spina in the stomach at least 7 times.
You heard it here, folks.
Heard it here.
We already built the wall.
Yep.
Right.
So, Andrew, with Conquer As They Come, what do you get? Like, what's the new sound going for?
I mean,
you guys told me it's a little different, right?
It's not extremely far off from what you've heard before, but it's more well developed, more appealing to the ear with the flow and everything like that. We'll do more vocals, more, you know, rather than screaming, of course. But
any vocal harmonies coming up?
Yes.
Cool.
Eventually.
All right.
We're right there on the edge where we can start throwing some of those into some new stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. I think Pat is too. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Because that's back years ago when I first met you was when you were in Midnight Hour.
Yeah.
Doing vocals for them, and it was on the pop stage when you guys played out there. I still remember the white pants.
Yeah, man. Dude, that was a workout on that stage.
They're tight.
And cowboy boots are sexy as shit.
They made me stop wearing them.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Freaking, I'll tell you what, man.
I'll tell you what.
No, I love the Converse, dude.
I dug the cowboy boots, man.
I dug the cowboy boots.
Throw it out there. I dug the cowboy boots.
You were up there. You were getting the crowd's attention. You know, yeah. You were a front man. I dug it.
At all costs, man. Tried to get attention, so it didn't matter what the hell I did up there.
You didn't stuff your pants like they did back in the '80s, right?
There was a couple shows.
Like most of them use tube stocks. What'd you use?
Socks, yeah.
Fucking bag of marbles.
Peanuts.
I don't know. He's got a big package, but I don't know what's going on.
Each show it changes.
I guess really bumpy one shoe, and then next night.
Wow, it's all soft.
How to get it when it's not bumpy?
Got to put some cream on that shit, though.
Uncomfortable.
Is it hot out? You having a flare up? What's going on?
Wow, where it's did terrible. This go?
I just wanted to say real quick that I'm proud to be here with you guys and not Corey Smith.
Yeah. So, I think we can all agree on that.
About that too.
Corey's gonna get roasted on the first. we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it wasn't just a fucking overall horrible person.
These are facts.
He makes babies cry, dude. Yeah. I'm just saying.
He does.
He makes babies cry.
Out of anger, though, not out of fear. Like, he doesn't scare babies. He makes them want to hurt him.
Yeah. Like, we don't like you.
Like, my son gets angry
every time he sees me. He hears the word Corey Smith. And who spells their name with a K?
Yeah, because of that. That's what
because
I'm
of that. Your baby gets angry. Yep. You're teaching him well, Gabe. I'm just saying.
Just the mere sight of him.
Yep. Well, again, we are united. Second birthday party.
Yes, sir.
Here at Firebird.
January 1st.
January
1st. It's April
1st. I know it's April 1st.
Or is it January 1st?
It was January 1st. You just missed it.
It was, and I was there.
April Fool's.
Oh. Yeah. April Fool's. Is that the April Fool's joke? Hey, it's on January 1st. You missed it.
Got about 10 months.
Doors at 5, shows at 6. We have a full lineup here. Skyburnt White, Isabella, Conquer As They Come.
Isabella.
Verbastelle, Callaway. Circus.
Callaway Circus.
Disguise the Limit.
Yes, those guys are also, they've been on a little hiatus themselves. They're working on new music, and I know they've been recording. Forgot what Neil said, they're actually like projected to like do a release of it, but I know probably, say midsummer, those guys are going to be putting out some new music. And night they're going to be playing some of the new songs too, so.
That's awesome.
Neil, what's his black guitar strings?
Dude, I had somebody ask, "Is like, is he playing two? Like, does he only have two strings on his bass?"
I went up to him after the show. I'm like, "Let me see your bass," because I had an argument with people. Like, dude, he's got four strings on his bass. I was like, "Why is he playing full chords?" Shut up! I'm a bass player. I know he's playing fucking four string. No, it's only two. I'm like, "You're retarded. Just leave it alone." I had to take him by their hand and take him up to the stage. It's like, "Neil, show him your guitar." He's like, "Yeah, it's four strings, man." It's like,
and then. You, Gary, this is your little side project.
Side project, yeah.
Doing vocals for front man.
It's a side piece.
I'm just going to stay away from that.
I'm glad you're not touching it.
Yeah.
It gets dirty when Gabe touches things. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Yeah, it's a this thing me and Jay Landis. We started this back when I had some frustrations about not writing. I wanted to start something on the side just so we can keep our musical, you know, tentacles out there and keep creating and keep our minds going.
I was there too, like when I was with Fivefold and we did Breakaway Strategy, there was just the point, some things were going on to where we couldn't do Fivefold stuff, but you still gotta have that musical outlet to where it's
It's my therapy, man. I don't medicate myself, because I figure, like, you know, I'm one where it's like whatever I need to do is in me to figure it out, so I'll take care of myself. And so if I find something that's a good creative outlet outside of having 15 kids.
these are facts.
You know, if it's not sex, then it's going to be music. So okay. I got to do more music. So started another project. Like,
so you're making
music. I'm an open book. All you have to do is ask me. I'll tell you. I don't care. Like, I ain't got nothing to hide.
It explains so much.
It does. It does explain a lot. But no, it's a totally like departure from what Odom is, man. You know, it's like it's not based in like that heavy rock. Like, there's elements of it that Jay, he's really influenced by, like, Monuments and stuff like that when he's with his guitar style playing and he's got that heavy aspect to it, but he draws back and he plays like reggae and there's a lot of, like, you know, softer, like, kind of a pop feel, funk feel to it.
What I liked about it is I went out to that one...
You visited him, right?
Yeah, that one little session with him and Brett. And the biggest thing he was talking about, it's his first time being the only guitar player.
Yeah.
So him to actually just be able to have full creative control over that and just experiment. And that's what the Breakaway was. It was a four-piece. It was, you don't have... Doing side projects are cool at times because it gets out that other side of you, like your guilty pleasure music that you won't play in your band, you won't write a song like that, but you still want to experiment and, you know, venture on and see, hey, can I write something like that?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, it's really just an open book for him. Whatever he wants to do and whatever he wants to write, like, that's what we work with. Like, he can be really heavy at one point, and he can be, you know, it's a mixture of things. Like, he goes from playing like reggae style guitar riffs and where it sounds like 311 and stuff, and then goes right back into the heavier stuff, man. You know, he's even got some songs where it sounds like Animals as Kings and stuff like that. It's like just heavier.
Awesome.
Animals as Leaders, and it's like heavier stuff, and
that stuff he can express.
And I don't want to do that cliche thing where I'm singing over everything. I want to, like, show people, like, he's, because a lot of one of the biggest things for me, like in St. Louis too, that I find too, that singers like to sing every part of the song and not let people in their bands have a moment.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have somebody who's as talented as I think he is, you want to give them that opportunity to do that. So I try not to sing as much.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
It's definitely different. Definitely different. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm as good as a singer as
I
should be.
I'm excited to hear it because I haven't heard of it at all yet.
I booked him in August at Pops with Civil Youth and actually Callaway Circus. That's on April 1st.
April 1st.
We Are United Birthday Bash 2.0. But that was my first time seeing you guys. Was that your first show?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That was we did an acoustic thing at American Tavern. I think we did it with that guy. Gabe over there.
Don't point at me.
Skyburn Toast.
That's when we got
because I couldn't hear shit in that bar, and he's like, I'm like, what's your band name? And he's like, Verba Stella. I'm like, what?
He still can't say.
I asked him like three times.
He can't say Stella. Like,
and I know Verba Stella. I know what it is now. But that night,
hey,
I was saying Verbal Stella.
Stella.
And everybody loved it.
Yeah. Verbal Stallion's up next. And the first thing we go to is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yeah. Like, the next day, I, like, make that meme where I'm like, Verbal Stallion's got Bill and Ted on it going, oh! Yeah.
You should run with that. Dude, you should pay me $100 for that.
To make that idea.
Make that idea for you.
Right? If I use it, I'm going to have to pay Gabe $100.
Would you rather buy a shirt that said Verbus Delay or
if
Verbal
not,
Stallion?
I thought you said Purple Stallion.
It's amazing. Purple Stallion.
Purple fucking Stallion. It's the best side project name ever.
It is.
Purple Stallions.
We're going to come out
kind
with
of project
like
is that?
Our
what type of project is that?
Who fucking cares?
Well, we have enough musicians right here. Let's start it right now.
Let's start it right now.
I'm I want to play bongos.
Everybody's singing once.
But just a little surprise, we might have a couple of extra special guests on that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to have some people coming up and doing some stuff with us, which is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about. I'm excited just to be in a room and kind of work on the material with them. I haven't got the opportunity to do that yet. So.
Very cool. Yeah. We've got a... There's going to be a few other surprises that evening.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, man, is having fun with the show and making it as big of an event as you can. And little surprises or little, like, I was even talking, Gabe, can we talk about what you guys are possibly going to be able to put out that night?
Sure.
So stuff just like giving.
Really quiet. That was like the most Gabe's been quiet.
Sure.
Sure.
Whatever. Okay. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Go, go.
So with like Conquerors They Come coming back out playing some new music, some
new bass player,
new bass player, first show with him.
You good?
Then Disguise the Limit coming back out playing some new tunes. Skybert White, they had some of their music on internet for streaming purposes, but they're actually going to be able to release the whole album that night, correct?
Hopefully before that, but around that time, we're going to re-release the whole album because we only had When I'm Done and Machine Up. So we took that down. We had some new artwork made. And we're going to put the original album out there. So it'll be on all, you know, digital media outlets. So all you got to do is search for us instead of going to our Bandcamp, which was nice. We wanted to try and make as much money as possible. But at this point, we just want everybody to have it because we're ready to make new music. But on that night, we might not play the whole album if we don't have time, but if we have time, we're going to play as much of the original album as we can, because a lot of those songs we don't play ever anymore.
Yeah. You tell me right now you can do a front-to-back performance, and we'll make sure that you guys have enough time to do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
We're dropping a band off the bill right now. I think we're gone.
Surprise!
Well, yeah, that's something cool, and that's something like new for you guys, like for a band, and that's something a lot of bands don't get to the point of, is to where they have enough material to where they can do a whole like hour set of front to back material, like recreate their album that they spent the time recording and working on for months, actually getting up on stage, playing it front to back. Like, it's weird how you're talking about music is your therapy, expressing your whole project front to back and getting that out there on stage and performing it in front of and with a bunch of your friends, of your homies, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would love the opportunity to collaborate with, like, all these guys at one point or the other. Like, if I can actually get the time to, like, go collaborate with you guys on stuff and make music, that'd be awesome. But I know we all live, like, hours, like 200 miles probably. But it's like, I'd make the journey.
Well,
like,
it's fun. And it's beneficial. I became friends with Jack from, like, Brook Oil and Now the Poor because of pretty much that. Like, we met at Inkspot, but then I had a song in mind, we stayed in touch, and then we did Afterglow together that's from that album.
Yeah.
If he's around, I'm going to try to have him show up and actually sing his part.
That's awesome.
But that's just an example. Like, yeah, that stuff is really fun to do. I love collaborating on little shit like that because maybe it's like a track on the album that gets buried or something that not many people hear, but you can, you know, start a relationship just from that.
Yeah, like, every time you get up on stage with Discrepancies and do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I fucking kill that shit.
Like, it's just...
That's a lot of fun.
I'm just telling you.
And that's kind of like taking a step back on this. Like, We Are United, like, that was one of the big things that I was kind of striving for with just that name. Like, at the end of the day, yes, the production, booking, whatever that I do, working with bands, I call it We Are United. For me, it's something bigger than just that. It's like a flag or a banner to fly of just bands working together, being dudes.
Word.
Because there was bands that, like, we talked a little bit earlier about people, oh, talking shit on each other, that band sucks, why do they have this, oh, they get given. No, at the end of the day, we all want to be on the road, we all want to be doing this as our jobs.
Yeah.
But life is in the way, we can't do it, so why not have the best turnouts, have the best time with our buddies and grow together?
Yeah.
Nobody's bigger than nobody. We're all still here.
Yeah, where you, like, you know, you get better and you, like, eventually you can take, like, a serious shot, you know?
Yeah.
But it's cool that we have, like you're saying, like, kind of a little family now. And it's not just the We United thing. Like, there's a lot of bands that are still out there getting together, too.
For sure.
That we can kind of branch into and kind of bring into, you know. Because it's not, like you said, it's not about any one person or any one thing. It's about, like, just supporting each other. Like, maybe in certain points, like, even, hey, I don't really get, like, your music, or really, but, hey, it's awesome that you're doing that. You know,
like, me and Garrett, we've known each other for years. Back when I was in Killer Me, Killer You, back when you were in Corvus, you, Andrew, and Gabe, you guys have known each other for years, right?
Actually, maybe like two.
Okay,
maybe.
Two.
Maybe.
But you guys have known...
Yeah, I've known Patrick since Conquer As They Come started. Yeah. And we actually played with them a lot.
Is that like
a bunch of different places.
4 or 5 years ago now?
Yeah, probably four or five years ago.
And then like Callaway Circus, they're a band that I just recently met. And they're younger guys. They're still in high school.
Yeah.
But they're really good at what they do. They put on a great performance. Getting those guys in with, hey, we've known each other for years, like bridging those gaps and getting people just to hang out and like help them. They have potential. If they keep going, when they are our age, what are they going to be doing with the city? You know,
and bringing the out of town bands that we're friends with too,
for right. sure,
to come up and play the show. Isabella.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Isabella.
Those dudes. I've known them since my first Point Fest I ever played. When I was in Killer Me, Kill You, my first year playing like in a St. Louis local band, they actually went on before us.
Yeah.
I love Alex.
It's understood by my fiance that I'm going to have sex with Alex Bettinger's drums.
Okay.
Right.
Just his drums?
Not him.
He's nasty.
Are you going kick put your nuts on my drums?
Why are you so sweaty? He's watching cops.
Yeah. They're mine. It's happening.
By the way, their new album's awesome.
I know, dude. I can't wait to play it. It's been a long time since we played a show with those guys.
That was actually my first show that I booked here at Firebird that wasn't one of my bands, was their CD release show here back in October. Thanks.
I will do.
We played with them, what, the finals, Point Fest last year, and at Point Fest last year.
Yeah.
Well,
they're awesome.
They deserve that spot.
They support St. Louis, man.
Support St. Louis from Cape. They did a Sea of Release show. They live 2 hours away in St. Louis.
How many times do we drive down to Cape and support where any, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, damn.
Pretty true.
Fuck. It's like, dude.
We're dicks.
We're all assholes.
We are united.
St. Louis exclusive.
Yeah.
Actually,
only partially.
We are united 20-mile radius.
It's not true.
Don't believe Gary.
We get mortal branch.
Maybe venue wise, but fuck you.
Fuck you.
Only Coco has control of that.
I'm sorry, I'm a dick. I'll take it back.
Yeah.
Off topic.
I'm in,
Go ride your verbal stallion.
I am. I'm going to ride my purple stallion all the way out of the parking lot.
No, that's Tony and I's side project.
Purple stallions.
Yeah, I've been trying to get those guys on the show, but again, you know, being 2 hours apart, like you're saying, it's a little tricky, but one of these days we're going to make it happen.
Who, the stallions?
That can happen right
That's
now.
Right now.
For the low, low price.
How much are you paying us?
We know you got spots.
Yep.
You got funding for that Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yep.
But no, let me hit up Alex. Let me see if they can show up a little bit early.
Call them right now. Let's do it. Call them right
for
now.
For the show and maybe do a little podcast before.
Yeah.
Speakerphone.
Just put them on speaker. What are you doing? You're
Block
in church?
Your number and say you're from the IRS.
Speaking of Indian accent, too.
Oh. It got real.
Hello, this is...
This is the Cape Girardeau Police Department.
this is John Smith. I'm with the IRS.
Tell him he's going to play a game. He can win some tickets to the show.
Do you want to play a game?
You're going to write the voicemail, dude. He don't know your number. He's putting you right to voicemail.
Better pick up, Alex.
This is your chance. It's close.
Chance of
stardom. Bring it up right next to the mic.
You only got one shot, one opportunity. Sees everything you want.
Oh.
You owe some bills, don't you? You think it's a credit collector, don't you?
he has my number too. Do I have Tim's?
He got you in his phone, Coco. It just comes up, some St. Louis number.
Do not answer.
Actually, it's 618.
Uh-oh.
We
no,
should
that's
just
worse.
Spend, like, half the show just calling people.
Yeah.
And seeing that's a whole other show.
Really fucking with him.
Call
right
Mario.
I don't want to talk to him.
He might not get it reception.
I have to be around him enough on stage.
Does he smell?
get reception on the other side of the wall.
We don't like each other, dude. We've been friends too long.
So, on with the roasting of Mario.
Yeah.
We can talk about this a little added thing for the birthday bash. Being on April Fool's Night, we are having a rap battle. We are having some people on stage roasting each other.
Some of the hottest ropers in town.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Here's one right here.
I ain't doing it. I just like getting that little... You gotta come with attitude. Like, you can't just go to a rap battle and not have attitude. Like, you just gotta. It's like, anytime I played basketball down in St. Louis, like, if you. No, seriously. No, that's where I'm from, man.
No.
Because, like, I would watch the guys that did not have. I'm not gonna make this racist at all.
I'm just saying, Gary, I love you. I learn so much about you each time we talk.
No, okay, so seriously. Hey, when you're the only white guy on an all-black team, you know what the hell you're doing. But it was all about the attitude. You're like, you got to bring the attitude. You just can't be like, I'm playing basketball. No, you're like, motherfucking shit, I'm playing. Give me that ball.
I know how you feel, man. Yeah, I grew up in Normandy.
Yeah, you got to bring up that attitude.
Well, I grew up in St. Clair, Missouri.
You can't come up there straight white guy. I'm going to rap battle. No, you can't do that shit. But that's the black comedian's white voice all the time, right?
Didn't Eminem make an entire movie about this shit? Yes. Did you miss the entire early part of the 2000s, or what were you doing?
You me?
Driving a truck or what?
No, I was making
growing
babies.
That
I was making babies. Making babies. I populated half
delivering
Boston.
Delivering schwans? Chicken strips or something?
Delivering schwans.
I
he had an ice cream
truck. I was in
Japan
with ginger japs all over the
I wouldn't buy Schwan's chicken strips from you, and I love Schwan's.
Schwan's? Schwan's.
You ever had a Schwan's chicken strip?
They were fucking delicious.
Good stuff.
Fucking fire, dude.
I don't know what they put that in.
You know what I'm talking about?
They're good for chicken noodles. They do. See that yellow truck comes pulling up to your house? You're like, shit, yeah.
Or it passes your house and you're like, Schwan's, man.
Got anything falling off the back of that truck? I'll take it.
Hey, you looking for some new music? Come on over to Music Record Shop in St. Louis, Missouri, located in the Dot Zack building on Locust. Just recently moved over there, new location. So you can come on over on March 11th. They're having a brand new grand opening celebration going on. So come out March 11th and check out the new store. If you want to come out before that, on Friday, March 10th, and every Friday, they have all new music coming in store. This week, new records in store from Soundgarden and The Shin and Darkest Hour and Thundercats and a bunch of other stuff. So the full listing of all the records will be at musicrecordshop.com. You can shop online 24/7 there. Be sure to follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. And yeah, don't forget March 11th. Grand opening celebration, Music Record Shop at the Dot Zack building.
Yep. What were we even talking about?
The rap battle.
The rap battle.
Yeah. Yeah, Eminem made a whole movie about this night.
I mean, Nick really? Cannon has and a TV show, Wild Now.
Yeah. Wild Now.
So, should we announce the tag team match?
The tag team.
Announce
Gabe
it all.
Gabe said he ain't doing any singing.
I'm not scared. We're gonna put some together.
Are you gonna do your Corey Smith? Rap.
So it's
uh-oh.
Gabe and Gary.
Corey don't talk about smoking meth because he likes smoking meth.
Why are you stealing my line?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking if you're going to do it, dude.
You hear this?
Smokes meth with the best.
Yeah, smokes meth with the best. And the whole singing part's going to be, Corey's cooking meth.
I might have a whole choir behind us. Like,
dude, yes. We have to have, like, that's how it was. I saw a rap battle here at Firebird. They had their crew, their entourage behind them.
Boom. Explosions.
That's what it's going to be, man. We're going to have Shane's going to switch over to our side midway.
Just a taste.
It's going to be so good that Shane's going to be like, and I'm going to be.
He's going to cross
side,
the
dude.
White line.
It's going to be like one of those twists in the WWE where Shane's going to just fucking just lay him out.
Heel turn.
Yeah, bitch, out.
Do you remember those few months where he was building a bakery for his wife? We know what he was doing.
He ain't making cupcakes.
That out ain't
the
flour.
The trailer.
That ain't flour.
We know all about this shit. I seen his meth shack. Joe Glenk was with me.
Dude, he had to get up.
I drove.
Why do you let me go places?
Dangerous places. Situation.
Put me in these situations.
So, yes, it's Shane, your host of Rock Paper Podcast. And Corey Smith from Apollo's Daughters, who has been basically being roasted
and selling meth
and pissing off Gabe's baby,
yeah,
with his name.
Yeah, he makes my son angry.
So there's going to be a tag team match between these fine gentlemen, and we're going to have belts.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll figure that out. Anybody have a belt maker, like a WWE wrestling belt? Hit me up.
They sell them at Toys R Us.
Do they really? We were thinking Amazon too.
Yeah,
Prime that shit.
Anywhere.
2-day delivery.
So when I win this belt,
okay,
it's not going to
win. When we win this belt, it's a tag team.
The undisputed
tag team championship of the world. I gotta get an announcer too.
Hold it above your head.
I need a Michael Buffer.
Do I get entrance music?
We should.
Well, that's the thing. Are we going to do it to where there's no
beat
in the background?
I like how he's just doing... You notice this now. Like, you notice...
He's
like
getting into it now.
He's getting into it. But he's just making... Do I get interested? Fuck Gary. Fuck Gary, who's actually got a rap body.
You guys
are... He's just going to be doing the singing. I'm going to actually do the rap battle. He's just going to do the singing. And it's like, I get the intro music. He's there for moral support.
But it's his intro.
He's just going to be throwing up his hands in the back.
Do we want some music in the background?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play the big show.
Just get a drum beat.
Like, get on the bass drum and snare. That's all you need.
Get on the bass drum.
Throw down a drum beat.
Andrew just found Toby.
What's Fat Beats doing that night?
Have him guess host the drum battle.
Tell me that he can't fucking get up there and put down a beat.
Yeah, get up there and put down a beat.
You put a beat down.
Yeah,
you
can do it. Put down a fat beat.
You put down a Fats Beats.
Shane's mom knows.
Hear that, Fat Beats?
Fat Beats.
Shane, do you want him to do
You're found told now. Okay. It has been decided. All right.
Well, we got to hit him up.
Let's call him.
We ain't hitting him up. We're just telling him he's doing it.
Call him right now.
That's what I'm doing.
Let's
see here. I have his number, I think.
Is it under Fat Beats?
Dude, they're not going to answer your calls, man. They all owe, like, credit companies.
Could have gone like two of them.
Oh, I'm 2 months behind on that payment. I ain't answered a phone. Yeah, fuck that.
Say you're, actually, was it,
Garrett probably has like zero debt and like
the best credit
like
in the world.
Ever. he's got his 401k all mapped out. Yeah.
say you're,
an investment broker.
He's like 23 years old.
I know I had his number. Where's it at?
Say you're, SJC or whatever calling for it. Payment for the
blue drum set.
Coco, do you know how to call him on Facebook?
I got it.
Sapphire blue drum. You can Facebook call him. I saw somebody do that once.
I did that one on
YouTube. FaceTime. Is that the same thing as Facebook call?
Ask him if he's on Tinder, right?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you don't know people that talk like that.
Oh, yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah, that's where
your
I get
last
from.
Payment declined.
He's probably sleeping. Why?
Before you go,
it's 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably sleeping.
You reached David Herman with the Pain Geo of San.
That is not that right.
David
person.
Herman?
Well, dude, that was you call, dude.
It even said Fappy.
No, I was texting him.
No.
David Herman.
Sorry, David.
This is David Herman.
On Facebook calling him.
I got that number.
And we're back.
He's not going to answer.
It's the Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah, I had a text for him. So whatever. You changed.
Everybody's trying to call him at the same time.
Steve isn't receiving calls right now.
Oh, yeah?
Recording voice message. Steve, hey, this is Gabe. I just wanted to call and just tell you that you're a fucking vagina. And I can't wait to stab you in the throat next time I see you. Hopefully it's soon, because you really pissed me the fuck off. All right.
Damn.
See you later, buddy.
Violet.
Bye.
Love your mom.
Buddy.
So sweet. I keep telling him I'm not sending her to fucking support checks if he doesn't do what I want.
Wow.
Damn it. This is all getting edited too, but we're gonna get this back and Shane is not playing any of this.
Shane's gonna have 15 minutes.
Shit.
Corey didn't answer.
People wanna hear this, I promise.
Alright. We got
how much time we have?
We've got time, man.
We got time.
We got 20. Yeah.
What
else are
we gonna talk about?
talk about the rap battle we tried to get a drummer and it failed. Yeah. We'll hit him up soon. We'll see what we can do on that.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any questions, Shane?
No, I don't.
You're going to be there, right?
I'm ready to get out of here.
Hey, let's call Tom.
Honestly.
Damn.
Let's just call Tom random.
All right, guys.
Shane.
We got Sybil. He can make a beat.
Yeah.
Thought of that.
That is our new bass player, by the way, Sybil Smith.
Mm.
He will be joining us.
Sorry, I was enjoying a forehand. Right there. Ooh, Alex, just, so what did he, who's he from? Like, did he play?
Well,
I don't
I'm
know
not
that
positive,
name.
But he worked at Shock City Studios for a while. But, he's more on guitar, but he also plays bass, and he's really, really talented, has a lot of opinions and a lot of great ideas, so we're looking forward to that, but we can close it up if you guys want.
Yeah.
Shane wants to get out of here.
No, I was joking.
Dude, this is too good of a time, man. Yeah. I don't care what you say.
Is he gonna call?
Alex, he is doing.
Busy?
He said he's gonna be free in 20.
Oh,
free in 20.
He's getting married and he's doing his little marital counseling stuff thing before or something.
Oh, man, he's at. What was that? King's. Is he Catholic? Dude, because they got to do that, like, King's dumb kind of, like, counseling with the priest before. And it's like, what the hell is a priest going to tell you about marriage? I'm not knocking him. Like, dude, you're not married. Like, dude, unless you got to put up with a menstrual cycle ever, like, you can't tell me anything about being a married man.
But that's the thing. That's probably what the lady wants.
Hey, yeah, you do it. Yeah,
exactly.
Just say yes, dear, and you go to it, whatever.
When it comes to the wedding, yes. Yes.
All right, well, got an official Facebook event for this for April 1st. Click RSVP. Follow all these bands. Skyburnt White, Conquer As They Come, Verbal Stelly.
Stelly. Watch on Facebook, too, because everybody will be posting about the stuff we talked about today. And
absolutely.
Gabe and them doing a
and hit us up front to back. Tickets.
Oh, yeah. The big part.
Please.
Get your ass here. It's a local show. Actually. Support the local scene. No matter what you're doing, there's come out to too many people just sit at home and they don't actually get out to shows and experience live music. They sit behind their phones watching YouTube videos and come out and have a good time, meet some people, become friends.
Dude, it's gonna be more than music, man. It's just gonna be a good time.
It's
a birthday party.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of shenanigans going on.
Gary's gonna take a break from playing basketball in East St. Louis to come out. So
it's all fool's night.
Dude, it's all about
pranks.
The attitude, man. Can't compete on a team like that. You don't have an attitude.
Are you performing in your basketball shorts?
Yes, I will. I'll be wearing the old 70s style too, man, where it's got the collars.
old school
Jordan. Tight ass. Short shorts.
Boston
I'm making
Celtics.
Sweat.
John Stockton.
And I might put a bag of marbles in there. There you go.
You guys want to see me climb
around
this rope?
Gabe's really quiet.
I became friends with just about all you guys from We Are United. So,
yeah,
it's important to us, and we joke around a lot, but we should say that because
that's what it's all about, man. It's making friends.
You gotta make me cry at the end.
No, it's
always a soft touch.
Because there was a time, and I know that, like, everybody has, I don't know, there's a lot of different scenes in St. Louis for whatever reason. Like, whenever we kind of all first started talking, I think it was when we started realizing that, again, I know it comes up a lot, like, especially in your podcast, but, like, how there was a time when we didn't used to talk to each other. Like, we'd go to a show and we wouldn't say hi. We wouldn't hang out. Like, and now we fucking come here and goof off all day and
We Are United. Yeah, dude, I love to hang out with you at shows, but I keep getting kicked out of the green room. So
well,
it's not
my fault, Gary. Get a fucking wristband.
I know, right? Fuck, you don't even leave me a ticket at the door, you jackass.
I did, too. Somebody stole your ticket.
They don't recognize my name as fucking that fucking prick Irish guy.
You see a red beard and a sock cap, and they just give the ticket
What's his
away.
Name? Whatever fucking prick Irish guy comes to the door, that's Gary.
Why is everything racial with you?
I just made this all about race. I didn't know it was a race.
Mario's thing. Wall.
Sorry. Mario's Wall, yeah.
Can we talk about things that really matter?
But yeah, tickets are $5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tickets
from you guys.
I'm sorry, $8.
Well, yeah, they're $8.
$8, my bad.
It's January 1st, too, right?
You guys are cutting deals, making
January 1st, $5.
Slashing pirates is like tires.
April 1st, $8.
Conquer is to come. Conquer is in the fucking house.
Conquering your mind.
Oh, yeah. Firebird. You can buy them on the website if you really want to pay more for them. Yeah, that's right.
All info is on the Firebird.
Ticket fly.
FirebirdSTL.com.
Yes.
Firebird. All ticket info, you can buy them there, $8. And you can do a will call. That way you don't have to meet one of these assholes.
Hey, and that voice you hear in the background right now.
You trying
that's
to
the beard.
The beard.
Mr. Anthony Sasser.
You trying to see
Yep,
him?
I'm hanging out. I'll be bartending that night. That's really the only claim to that. I mean, I support the hell out of the show, and We Are United is awesome, and I love all these guys.
And he's looking at us with judgmental eyes.
It's not a great production show, but I will be slinging booze and hanging out and
he
having a good
getting
time.
You
so I'll
drunk.
Be here, too.
Tip the beard.
And keep an
Tip
eye out for Purple Stallions coming to a town near you.
Purple Stallions, yeah. Coming soon.
January 1st.
January 1st.
$5.
$8. April 1st, $8.
$8. Okay, so we did this Nine Inch Nails cover show.
Yeah.
And this is kind of inappropriate, but fuck it. It's rock.
Fuck it.
Podcast,
it's
right? Like,
that's,
been
that's my motto
on this podcast.
It's inappropriate. Fuck it.
And this is just, it was very inappropriate of Mario, speaking of Mario, but we're on stage and. They were saying, like, somebody was making, like, Skyburnt Toast or said something like that, and he goes, like, I don't know if he heard that, but he's on stage, he's like, no, tonight you should call us Nine Inch White.
And I was just like,
No. Okay, real quick. When you stop, I did not see it going this way. I thought it was going to go over here.
I think it was like terrible line. We just started the next song. Like
again, 9 inches.
Nine inches.
White.
Most chicks. Right. Yeah, they're good with that, man. Nine inches is great.
That's why we don't let those guys make
Gary the baby maker.
They like it. 9 inches is good. Don't need more than nine, man. It's
all right. More than nine's a waste.
Yeah, it's more than nine's a waste.
We've been called the burnt white
guys. It's 9
guys.
Inches, but it's like a pencil.
Skybird, fuck
matter.
You by a drunk chick one night. It was awesome. I was here outside.
Did you owe her money?
She goes, what do you guys have, like 5,000 fans on Facebook? Skybird, fuck you.
I hope she said just like that.
Where the hell was she from? Did you like fly her in from California?
Like, actually, we have, Skybird,
fuck you. Jesus Christ.
Actually, we have like 1,200.
You're right.
You.
Yeah. I'd love to have 5,000.
How do I get that?
I don't know why I'm even talking to you.
You pull up Facebook and you find out there is a Skybird, fuck you.
And she has 5,000
likes. And they got 5,000 fans. But she had to do research before she insulted you, though.
That's what we're doing wrong. That's going to be the thing that gets us to the next level. Change your name. Skyrim,
she looked up. She looked you guys up on Facebook just to tell you. What do you got, like 5,000 fans? Fuck you. Like, she had to look you up first.
Yeah.
Make sure that obviously. She had to fuck you right.
She was hammered.
Just don't lay them on.
Yo.
Hands. Who's this?
Oh, God.
Who's that?
Oh, no.
Corey Smith?
Oh, God.
You actually spelled it with a K?
What do you
Everybody
want?
Got really quiet because he actually called back.
Yeah.
You got to put him up to the microphone.
What are you doing, Corey?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
I don't have eyes on you, man.
What are you up to, Corey?
I'm finding a way to bang all your guys' moms.
For those of you that couldn't hear, he just said, I'm finding a way to bang all of your guys' moms. Is that as loud as the thing
is
gets?
It loud?
No, it's fine.
All you need is some box wine.
Earlier we were roasting Corey. We were talking about the rap battle, and I just wanted to see if you had anything to chime in on that.
Easy to roast somebody when they're not there. Typical bitches.
Corey's cooking, man. Well, we know you believe in the four food groups: meth, 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 and meth.
So. That's going to be the theme of the night on April 1st, too.
It's not really that hard. I'm just saying.
Don't make me come wherever you guys are.
I'm not afraid of you.
I'm afraid of breaking Gary's old ass hip.
Oh, don't worry about it. Your mom took care of that last night.
Snap.
Wow.
My mom's too feisty. She'll write your dick.
Your mom's a saint. Don't you talk bad about her.
They both were limping this morning.
That's right.
Did he hang up?
I take Advil for
He's still there.
He's still there. You just can't hear him.
And then the days like these are the only days that you can hang out with Gabe, because then once the sun gets shining, the bald spots start shining.
Gary's down.
That's not true.
Like,
it shines at all times of the day equally.
Hey, you're in that bald spot, man. He's good at what he does.
I got one too.
Yeah, he is.
God, Shane, stop touching Coco.
Yeah,
I'm holding my phone.
There's you guys I'm cool with.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Patrick is here as well.
Yep.
And Andrew.
Patrick Shield, not Patrick.
Thanks for the invite to the podcast.
We miss you, boo-boo.
Well, we didn't know you'd be available. There was talks about a RV in the desert. Or what
something about you making meth.
Yeah. Getting, quote, a bakery going.
Yeah. I know you're taking a lot of time to build that bakery. But, whenever you're done making meth, you can fucking rejoin society anytime. Okay.
I make meth on Saturdays. Sunday is the Lord's day.
Today is the Lord's day. God bless you, Corey. May he find a way to make you spell your name right.
That's Shane laughing in the background?
Yeah, that's Shane from Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey, don't be bashing him too much. He's your tag team partner.
It's the one I've already made plans for the April 1st.
Yeah, this.
Yeah, you gotta cancel those.
Plans to be at the Firebird.
You guys gotta keep me up in the loop.
We are. That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Month notice.
Dude, it's a month notice. Like, what do you want?
That's fine. And I'm okay with that.
What are you going to be in Israel?
Yo.
Drinking
Jews?
Possibly.
What the fuck? Again, Gary. Did you hear that?
Oh, Gary. Shane's got a lot of edit on this.
No, I'd leave that shit. That's funny.
That's funny. Hey, they got a sense of humor, man. They have to.
But
is there anybody we haven't offended yet?
Give me a second.
Our drummer. All right,
Corey, we're going to get off here. We will talk to you soon. I'll see you a text message.
See you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Hate you.
Love you.
Bye.
I love you.
Love to hate you.
Right,
get a real job.
Get a real job. Now I gotta call Tom. Just cause I don't like Tom either. Like, he don't like Mario. Fucking, I don't like
Are we
Tom.
Just calling everybody?
We're just calling random people now that are in our band.
Let's do it about 10 more minutes, then Andrew's gotta roll.
Yeah.
Andrew's gotta get out of here. Where's Andrew gotta go?
Pick up the old lady.
Oh, the old lady.
We'll get yelled
He's
at.
Getting married soon, too.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, he is.
I always wondered why we do that.
That's yeah. it.
So, why do men so say old lady? Like, it's my old lady. Like, why? Like, you know where that expression lady came lady. From? They came from, like, a toothless biker in a bar somewhere.
Here he goes offending.
That's my old lady.
That's why I say it.
Anyway. That's my old lady.
One of my favorites in Wayne's World when I think it was Wayne's World 2, actually, when they're talking to the old roadie guy, and he's like, they're looking at pictures, and he's like, whoa, who's that old lady? That's my old lady. And
that's
like,
my old lady. It's my old lady.
I'm gonna drop in some tunes from all these bands.
Ooh.
So you can get a little taste of what's to come. But we got
we didn't even talk about the fact.
Uh-oh.
That
Uh-oh.
They just found how many planets? Like three.
Seven.
Seven orbiting planets, but like sun. Three of them could
harbor life.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And they're like 29 million light years away. Right.
Let's go. Like, that's a Saturday afternoon trip.
Something.
They're already building proof of concept, like ships
to make it that far.
To travel light speed, like right now. So, within our lifetime, boys, think about that shit.
As long as you don't die of liver failure.
You have reached the voicemail.
Yeah, he's gay too, dude. We made a music video on our way there,
dude. Yes,
that's fine.
Right. Yo, monkeys. Yo, write an album.
Cats.
On the way
Space
to visit
cats.
The aliens.
Oh, man.
Space cats.
Oh, wait a minute. Tom's calling me back.
Oh, great.
Hi, Tom.
Sorry. So we had my phone already.
Sorry.
Ignored your call before I could snatch it.
I know. You like ignoring my calls.
You know me,
sorry.
Sorry.
Hey, you're on Rock Paper Podcast right now, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
I am, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. What's going on?
This is actually the IRS.
Podcast.
You were back on your taxes.
Hello, this is John Adams from the IRS. You owe me $25,000. Hey, dude, they got in trouble, man. They had it.
More than that.
Yeah, right.
$25,000.
More than that. Way more than that, Tom. Anyway, Tom's not playing on April 1st.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
He's in my other project, so I figured, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
He's got a good voice.
He's still
radio.
Cool.
Tom.
And he's got a good face for radio, too, by the way.
Tom!
Tom!
What?
Are you going to be there?
On April 1st, yeah.
You want to be our guitar tech?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Wait. I bought 2 tickets from Jay. I'm going there as a guest, not as a worker.
Right.
That's right.
Told you
so.
Demand your money back.
Anthony Sasser is here right now, too. He will be slinging you beers that night.
I'll be getting you drunk.
What up, Beardo?
What up?
So anyway.
Dude, is that Gabe that asked me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. I'll hand you guitars. No problem.
Tom's got a little gay, a little love. crush on you.
He'll make sure every guitar is out of tune. What's this song? B flat? Okay.
Dude, not only will I like tune the guitar up perfectly in pitch, but I will clean the back of the guitar neck
with his tongue.
With my tongue after every song. Yeah.
Is he looking to give you a blowjob?
I don't know, man. It's kind of weird, man.
Wear a condom.
Wear a condom. Tom, you have to have finger condoms on the whole time you're touching his guitars,
you know,
by the way.
From experience, don't you?
Don't tell anybody.
We're just calling random people on don't people's phones now. That's all we're doing.
Oh, okay.
To kind of end the podcast.
Okay, well, I'm glad you called me.
Yeah, I thought it was important that you talked to Gabe.
We should feel special.
I wanted to bring
take every opportunity I can to say hi to Gabe.
Yeah, I know. That man crush had to come out. Tom, I wanted to be out in the open.
Tom, did you know that there's 7 planets that they just discovered recently and that 3 of them can harbor life?
3 of them?
Yeah, and one of them was Corey's mom.
Gary's going to go to him and populate it with babies.
I'm going to populate it like Boston.
No, I think that's the black hole that's next to the planet.
Like, that's the sun that's revolving around.
That's right.
And
yeah, right.
On that note.
And on that note, hey, Tom, we love you. Sorry you couldn't be here, Tom. But we didn't even want to invite you to the show.
All right, see y'all.
All right,
bye, buddy.
Well, I think that's about.
Thank you, Shane.
I feel like I'm in junior high, like where you just go to somebody's house and like just call people.
Yeah.
The only thing that's missing is the Nintendo 64.
Yeah,
drinking Mountain Dew and eating pizza.
Dude, have you ever played "Don't Drink and Drive" from Mario Kart?
No,
I played that.
Wasn't old enough.
So. You at the beginning of the race, you wait for 3, 2, 1, go. When your controller's on the table, it says go. You crack a beer, you take a sip, you set it down, you pick up the controller. So there's already a delay between you and the computer. So you start driving. You have to finish your beer by the end of the game, but you cannot drink your beer while you're driving, while the controller's in your hand. So each time you want to drink a beer, you have to set it down, drink a little bit, but you can't finish the race until the beer's gone.
And you're playing other people, of course. That's pretty cool.
Nintendo 64, I think it was like 4 players. Yeah, 4 players. It's a good Saturday night.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't really need any other excuse to drink beer. Like, just hand it to me.
Just life.
That's just life.
I like to play the game called Drink the Beer.
Drink the beer.
I win every time.
Every time. It's right. 12 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, hold on.
Are you calling someone?
What are you doing now? Con. Dude, you gotta call Mario.
Hello?
Hey, Gabe, it's Steve.
Oh, hi. Ooh. Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steven.
Yeah, how... Hey, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
He doesn't know what's going on.
How are you feeling, Steve?
Good.
We're really concerned about you, and we wanted to call, because we've heard a lot of things... And Bill at church was talking this morning, and he was saying that him and Susan saw you out rolling around in the field last weekend. Listen, you can come back to church, and you can talk to Bill. You know you can talk to Bill.
He'll give you a ride.
Bill's a good guy. He's a good youth pastor, and you need to come back and talk to him. Yeah.
No judgments here. No judgments here.
We don't want to call it an intervention.
I hear the whole crew there.
You're on Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah, you're on Rock Paper Podcast.
All right.
So you can.
I want to talk to Howard. Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Yeah, Howard Stern said you can fuck off.
Yeah. You got to shame President.
You're not in the budget.
Alright, hey, I'm in a baby shower. I gotta go.
Oh, yeah, hey, right. What the fuck are you doing in a baby shower?
That's rock and roll.
You're such a weirdo.
Alright. It's rock and roll, baby. All right.
Don't fucking touch anybody.
Alright. My whole baby's too old.
Just say Corey's name.
Just say you're Corey Smith. You can leave. I manhandled all your babies. Corey Smith, I'm out.
Go from a baby shower to the baby being born. Yeah. It's so bad.
Don't fucking touch anybody.
Don't fucking touch anybody.
All right. Well, April 1st. Firebird, St. Louis, Missouri. 6 p.m. showtime.
6 p.m.?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Damn. Get out here. Get your tickets from all these guys.
We got a long night of entertainment.
We'll see you there. Call us. Hit us up. Tickets.
Also, Skybert White, Isabel, Conquers They Come, Verbistelle, Verbistallions.
Purple Stallion.
Purple Stallions. They're playing me.
I'm taking a name.
Halloween Circus and The Sky's the Limit.
You don't copyright that shit.
And
it's mine.
Two rap battles. Yeah. There will be a heavyweight match and a tag team match with belts involved. And a lot more talking about Corey and Meth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Stay tuned.
DEA may show
baby
up.
Baby showers for what the fuck ever reason.
It's definitely
not right.
Thank you for having it.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, Shane. Thanks, dude.
Thanks, you. Man.
Love you guys.
Love you too,
you
bro.
You too.
Love you, listeners.
Bye.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.